This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we hear that conversation, a quick check-in. Have you subscribed to our show yet? Take a second if you can and make sure so you don't miss any of our great episodes. Thank you.
The pill really gave women the ability to turn off their fertility in order to wait to get pregnant. What egg freezing has done is it's given women the ability to delay their fertility and then turn it on when they are ready to use it. This is a societal shift.
You probably haven't heard the term mature oocyte cryopreservation. That's the technical term for egg freezing. It's a tool that can be used to preserve a woman's fertility decades into the future. And more people are using egg freezing to build families. To put it as simply as possible, eggs are harvested from the ovaries, frozen without being fertilized, and then stored pretty much indefinitely. When a woman's ready, these frozen eggs can be thawed, they can be combined with sperm in a lab, and implanted back into her uterus. To help us understand how egg freezing works and what to expect mentally and physically, I spoke with Dr. James Griffo. He's the director of NYU's Fertility Center, where the first baby born through the use of egg freezing was in July 2005. You'll also hear from Rachel Lehman Haup, a writer who documented her entire egg freezing journey in the book In Her Own Sweet Time, Egg Freezing and the New Frontiers of Family.
When I was 31, I ended a relationship with a man. At the same time, you know, saw that I was on the trajectory towards, you know, 35, and knowing that my fertility might start to decline, I started kind of freaking out. And I think, you know, it's a very common thing now that women are freaking out about their fertility. This is not...
We'll be back after a quick break.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine, back to basics health tips, and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
And now, back to our episode.
Women's faults. A lot of times we're not in economic positions to have children until we're older. I've been arguing this forever and ever and ever. You know, more and more insurance needs to cover these kinds of things, because this is a true reality of life now. Some of the more progressive companies, I think Facebook was one of the big, you know, things that Sheryl Sandberg did when she was running Facebook is declare, you know, egg freezing part of their health insurance plan. And, you know, I am not 100% sure that is the right answer. I don't feel like women should just drive, lean into their career and freeze their eggs until, you know, they're in their mid-40s. What really needs to happen is that companies and the U.S. government needs to create better family care policies. And that's part of health equity as well. I ended up getting pregnant naturally to have my son at 42. I was incredibly lucky. I took a little bit of Clomid that was prescribed by NYU and conceived naturally and never used my frozen eggs. That was lucky because I know that not every woman is able to get pregnant naturally at 42. I'm not a young mother. Now, my son is about to go into fourth grade, and I, you know, was at a party with a group of moms, and literally every single one of the moms at this party was in their early 50s because they had all had children older. It's just more and more common to have, you know, elementary school kids running around and to be in your 50s and talking about menopause symptoms. But, you know, that's a reality. That's why I sort of say, you know, like, don't wait till your life is in the perfect place. If you're ready to have a kid, your life is never going to be in a perfect place. And if you have the resources and good job and social support, it doesn't necessarily need to be within, you know, the traditional idea of a nuclear family.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.
We have a great show today, but first, take a second to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you're listening to podcasts. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. Thanks.
Please take a moment to follow, rate, and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.